अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। रामाचार्य श्री रविदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रिंस कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरिजोधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। चौकी और राधा कृष्ण टेम्पल की जय। सभी को भक्तवृंद की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड लॉर्ड। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड लॉर्ड। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड लॉर्ड। थैंक यू वेरी मच। पंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। वैष्णव डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड दे आर जस्ट लाइक डिजायर ट्री पंचाकल्पतरु। These are three, of course we have no experience, but there is description in the spiritual world, there are these are three, Chintamani Prakara Satmasu Kalpa Vrikha, Vrikkal Kalpa Vrikha. So, Bancha Kalpa Tarum Bhasya, Kripa Sindhu Bhayavas, Patitanam Pavane Bha Vaishnava Bhano. Vaishnava, devotee of Lord, can give you everything, whatever you desire, fulfill, because the Vaishnava can deliver Krishna. So, when Krishna is achieved, so there is no more any desire. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, he underwent severe austerities, penances, meditation. His purpose was that when I shall see God, Narayana, I shall take benediction, then I must have a kingdom better than my father or my grandfather achieved. That was his determination. Because he was a child, so his stepmother refused to allow him to sit on the lap of his father. He became insulted, so he decided that I shall take from Krishna such a kingdom which even my father or grandfather could not imagine. It is childish determination, but it was a determination. He is a kshatriya, determination, and Krishna fulfilled it. But from his part, when he saw Krishna, Narayana, he said, Shami inkitar posmi barangana jati. My dear Lord, I don't want anything. I have got you now. Samin kithatosmi varangana jati. Actually, when one becomes Krishna consciousness means one can see Krishna every moment. That is Krishna consciousness. Premanjana shrita bhakti vilochanena santat sadaivarida yesu vilokam. Those who have developed Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna, they always see Krishna they do not see anything except Krishna. Yeah, that it is described by Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Rasoham upsukantiyo. He is drinking water by seeing Krishna. Oh, this taste of water is Krishna. He is eating prasadam. Oh, Krishna is so kind. He has given me so nice prasadam. So actually Krishna consciousness in me that he always sees Krishna in every activity. He has no other vision. And if Chaitanya Charitamrita will say, Thabar jangam dakhe nadakhe tar murti, sarpatra spuraye tar ishtade murti. Yes. He, the devotee is seeing the tree, but he is not seeing the tree. He will see how Krishna's energy is working, that there is a tree, and it is so nice. He sees everything, in relationship with Krishna. Nirmanle Krishna Sam. Everything. Therefore, the Vaishnava, if you will say, the Bhantha Kalpatara, because he can give Krishna. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Krishna se tomar Krishna dite par. He is begging Vaishnava that, Krishna is yours. You can deliver this. Dhai tavo pase pase. Therefore I am asking. Because you can deliver Krishna. And in the Brahma Sanghita also he said, Vedesu durlava adu lava ata bhaktau. If you want to achieve Krishna by studying all the Vedas, it is very difficult. But if you approach a pure devotee of Krishna, he can deliver you Krishna. Take it. Vedesu durlava adu lava ata bhaktau. Therefore, Vaishnava is Bhantha Kalpato, he can fulfill all the desires of our life because he can deliver Krishna. So, in our parampara system, we are trying to create some Vaishnavas in the world. There are many industrialists, many scientists, many philosophers, many politicians, diplomats, and leaders, so many things. They are trying also to solve the problems of the world in different ways. And they cannot do anything. Three important. They cannot. They are themselves blind. They do not know actually what is the objective of life. So what they can give you? They can simply create problems for you. Ugra karma, by engaging you in pungent karmi activity, life becomes most miserable. So this verse, Mancha kalpatar vascha kripasandh bhayavaja, patitanam pavanidh. So Vaishnava is a patitanam pavanidh. Fallen means when one falls down from his actual position. That is called fallen. So, every conditioned soul is fallen. Because he has fallen down from his actual position. What is his actual position? The position is that he is eternal servant of Krishna. That is the constitutional position of living in. But he has fallen means he has given up the service of Krishna and he has taken the service of Maya, means so many things. Somebody is serving country, society, friendship, love, and so many things they have created. Service, at last, job service, care service. But because they have forgotten Krishna's service, therefore they are called fallen. These fallen conditioned souls are claimed by the Vaishnavas. Patitanam pavanibha Vaishnava ibhanamano. That is Vaishnava's duty. So, you are doing your best to do this service, Vaishnava, in this remote village. Our Sudhava Prabhu is trying to give service to Krishna. Our position is eternal servant of Krishna. We can give service from anywhere, from any position. It doesn't matter where you are. Because everything is Krishna's property. Everywhere Krishna is there. So, wherever we get a possibility of rendering our service. So, the literature distribution. So, kindly stick to the service attitude. Never be misled by the allurement of Maya. Engage, remain engaged in Krishna's service wherever you are. Krishna will see. We don't want any recognition from anyone else. We want recognition by Krishna and his devotees, that's all. If they are satisfied, then our success, life success. So, this place is already a little distant from the city, but we are not concerned with the city, we are concerned for distributing this knowledge, Krishna consciousness. So, I have learned that there is a train service from here, it takes only 45 minutes, 43 minutes. So this place is very nice. And expenditure according to our means, and that is online, and Krishna will give us better place. This is us. Wherever Krishna is, that is better. That is best. So, my point is that you are all Vaishnavas, and try to do something good to the people, because they are all suffering. All suffering. For want of, lack of Krishna consciousness, they do not know what is the aim of life, what is to be achieved. Simply they are working hard, like hogs and dogs, for sense gratification. They have no other ambition. They do not believe in the next life, although it is a fact, there is next life. And they do not know, they are not educated, there is next life. How much irresponsibly we are working. Nature's law is very stringent. If you walk irresponsibly, you have to accept sadātad-bhāva-bhāvita. If you become attached to this material enjoyment, then you will have to accept the body. There are 8,400,000 different forms of body. You have to accept. But this education is not there. Whole world, they simply, these Krishna conscious people, they are trying to educate people on this one. So, it is sometimes very distressing, but never mind, nothing is distressed. When you serve Krishna, there is no question of distress. Simply, do your best and people will surely be benefited wherever you go. From Vishnu, wherever he goes, he makes the place sanctified. Pancha kalpasarabhasya kripa-sindhu bhaiva. And kripa-sindhu, what this materialistic man can do mercy to the others? They cannot do it. Here is real mercy. To awaken a person to Krishna consciousness. that is real mercy. Because for want of this Krishna consciousness, he is suffering millions and millions of years, sometimes becoming tree like that. Suppose there is a tree, it is standing for thousands of years. So in this way, it is simply suffering. This transmigration of the soul, is suffering. Vaishnava is giving the information that why you are suffering. You just accept your original position, eternal servant of Krishna, you become happy. This is it. Why you are suffering? So, Maya is there. Maya does not want to leave the culprit, because one who is not Krishna conscious is a culprit. So Maya wants to give such person more and more trouble. But Vaishnava risks his life to snatch him from the hands of Maya. So Maya, of course, when he sees that this man, this living entity is not corrected, he is now taking to Krishna consciousness, then she will not be corrupt. Deviji sadhanavani mama maya durastaya mami vajaprapadvanti maya mi sanka. Maya, this is Maya. She is the most sincere servant of Krishna. She wants to chastise. There is a police. Police wants to chastise a person unless he comes to his consciousness that he must abide by the laws of the state. That is police business. Otherwise, police is not any. Similarly, Maya is not our enemy. But she has got a thankless task with the dragon. So, Krishna is giving her the knowledge that you surrender unto me. Maya will not trouble you. Mayamitam sarantit. So we are giving this information that you, rascal, you are trying to be happy by your material plan. You'll never be happy. Don't be fooled. You have been befooled. There are so many lifetimes. Now, just make an experiment in this life. Take to this Krishna concept and chant Hare Krishna mantra and see whether you are becoming happy or not. Finally, this is our mission. It is very simple. You have tested your life for so many years. Now, why not test this one? In this way, peacefully, we have to execute our devotional service. And the more you do, more you become strong, more Krishna is pleased upon you. Our business is very nice, Krishna conscious. We are happy. We are paropukari. We are doing good to others. That is punya karma, pious activity. So, keep yourself in this attitude. Never mind where you are situated. We are not concerned with a particular place, a country, or a society. We are concerned with Krishna, and everything belongs to Krishna, wherever we go. We are here. We are not in Japan. We are in Vaikuntha, this country. We are in Vaikuntha. And we are doing the service of Krishna, the Vaikuntha service. So, in this way, with this attitude, oh, I am preaching, I am very pleased that you are doing your best, and that I want. Thank you very much.